Alan and Brendan from the Coast Guard. We have a big event coming up here on Saturday evening, and you are going to be bringing in the helicopter to assist in this rally launch.
We are, yeah. We're bringing in the helicopter on Saturday. We have to, the helicopter, there will be a rescue boat, Dior and Aloy, will be on the River Slaney there beside the bridge, and there will be a casualty in the water, and he will be transferring the casualty over to ourselves, the Coast Guard, and we will be transferring the casualty to the ambulance at that stage.
Looks like it's a big operation, but it's a every day in the life for you boys anyway, with the helicopter being released for rescues, but never at a rally launch to do with the extra stages rally.
No. This is a first actually for us to do this kind of thing, but it's good practice for us anyway, because we do a lot of training with the helicopter and other agencies too in the area.
Talking about the helicopter, the helicopter is meant to be the best out there. Tell us a bit more about the helicopter.
Well, the helicopter, actually we've only got the helicopter, we haven't got it that long at the moment. About 20 months, we only have it about 20 months, but it's the state of the art, has all the latest equipment on it. Its range is about 200 miles out to sea. And
crew of four,
yeah. And it's a state of the art, absolutely. It's one of the best rescue helicopters in Europe.
Here on Saturday evening, as I said, you are going to rescue your casualty out of the water. What's the format for all this? How will this all take place for yourselves? How many is going to be here with you?
Well, there's going to be a good crew here from Rosslare, probably about 10 volunteers and 10 from Curraclough, and there's two vehicles actually coming over the bridge, as a scenario. They're coming over the bridge onto the side here on where the quay, and there's going to be a casualty actually going through the window out into the water. That's where the Arran Alloy will come in, and then the Audra Malta then will have a couple of ambulances on standby, and they will be treating the casualties in the vehicles. Plus there will be a fire brigade on scene as well, and there will be a lot of things going on, you know, there will be a good few things going on around the place.
So it's going to cause a bit of a stir.
It's going to cause, absolutely, it's going to be major stir here on Saturday. Yes, absolutely.
Right, well, as the noise are going into a briefing of a meeting here, so we'll leave you going. Thanks very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.